Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I want to share something with you that's really very touching and has called me on to look wider than just my own business and my own needs. Let me share this with you. A few years ago, a group of salesmen went to a regional sales convention in Chicago. They had assured their wives that they would be home in plenty of time for Friday night's dinner. In their rush with tickets and briefcases, one of these salesmen inadvertently kicked over a table that held a display of apples. Apples flew everywhere. Without stopping or looking back, they all managed to reach the plane in time for their nearly missed boarding. All but one. One man paused. He told his buddies to go on without him. Then he returned to the terminal where the apples were all over the floor, and he was glad he did. The 16-year-old girl standing there was totally blind. She was softly crying, tears running down her cheeks in frustration, and at the same time helplessly groping for her spilled produce as the crowd swirled around her. No one stopped. No one seemed to care for her plight. The salesman knelt down on the floor with her, gathered up the apples, put them back on the table, and helped organize her display. As he did this, he noticed that many of them had become battered and bruised. These he set aside in another basket, and when he had finished, he pulled out his wallet and said to the girl, "Here, please take this $40 for the damage we did. Are you okay?" She nodded through her tears. He continued with, "I hope we didn't spoil your day too badly." As the salesman started to walk away, the bewildered blind girl called out to him, "Mister," he paused and turned around to look back into those blind eyes. She continued, "Are you Jesus?" He stopped in mid-stride, and he wondered. Then slowly he made his way to catch the later flight, with that question burning and bouncing about in his soul. "Are you Jesus?" Do people mistake you for Jesus? That's our destiny, is it not? To be so much like Jesus that people cannot tell the difference as we live and interact with a world that is blind to his love, life, and grace. If we claim to know him, we should live, walk, and act as we would, knowing him as he would. Knowing him is more than simply quoting scriptures and going to church. It's actually living the word as life unfolds day to day. Brothers and sisters, that's meditation for a week by itself. This blind girl says to him, "Are you Jesus?" And she was not laughing. She meant it, because he had done for her something that she could not do for herself. Somebody stopped. Somebody took a later flight as a result. Somebody looked beyond their own nose, in a sense, and look to the needs of others. And that's what I want us to do as much as we can. This is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 18 to 20. Short, but it's powerful. The people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem said, "Come, let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the loss of instruction from the priests, nor of counsel from the wise, nor of messages from the prophets." And so Let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word. Heed me, O Lord. Listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak in their behalf and to turn away your wrath from them. Brothers and sisters, how many people can get caught up in the emotions of a few people? And you go by and you just join the screaming. You don't pay attention. You don't listen. Brothers and sisters, think before you speak. Really, think before you speak. Don't just get caught up by a crowd. Think before you speak. Psalm 31 says, "Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. You will free me from the snare they set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. I hear the whispers of the crowd that frighten me from every side as they consult together against me, plotting to take my life. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors." Brothers and sisters, do you trust God that much? Do you turn to him when you're in a situation that's difficult? Do you turn to the Lord? That's what we need to do. Don't just shout back. Don't get angry back. Stop and say, "Lord, please help me." I mean that. Just stop and say in your heart, "Lord, help me. Help me to know what to say." I had one situation where I just walked away. I didn't do anything. I just walked away because I knew there was a fight, and I didn't know all the details to be able to join that fight. But there were more and more people joining it, and I didn't want to be part of that. We don't want to be part of that. Say, "Hey, what's going on here? I'll join you." You don't even know what it is. Brothers and sisters, what would the Lord do? What would the Lord do? And now we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 17 to 28. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves, and he said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." And Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will drink, but to sit at my right and my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared for my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt, but it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Brothers and sisters, each of us, every one of us, can run into situations that need help. And you say, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be part of this. Ask yourself, does God want me here? Does God want me to help? Does God want me to, you know, tamp down the difficulty that's going on and speak and talk and ask people and help them? Because oftentimes when you're angry, you don't even think. You just speak. You get very angry. Stop. When you know you're getting angry, stop. And just say, Lord, please help me, and ask him to help them. And then if God gives you something to say it simply and quietly. If not, just say, let's tone things down a bit. We're too upset now. Let's get back tomorrow and talk about this. It's a way, brothers and sisters, of handling things. And people, many people will respond to that because they don't want to get that angry either, but they've got to, they feel. Show them the way. Just say, I know this is a serious issue. I know we need to talk about it, but we're not quite right in the right kind of the mindset to handle the situation. Let's just wait till tomorrow and let's meet and talk about it. Anything you can do to give people a chance to calm down and to say what they need to say, but not to get angry at you. Please, brothers and sisters, God wants us to know his love. And I know there have been times when I've looked and I've thought, this person God loves. I don't know why they're angry right now, but this is someone who God loves. And so I keep that in mind if I feel called to enter into the situation. I just say, we don't have time today, or this is not the best time to work this out. But if we could gather again tomorrow morning, or whatever the case may be, let's get together. Maybe it'd be a week before we could, but don't try to solve it when everybody is very angry. Give them time to think, and then draw near and help them through the trial. May God abundantly give you wisdom and lead you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.